Good to have you back here. Glad you're along for the conversation. A little bit of ZZ Top today. And to mark the passing of Dusty Hill and Ron Popeil. They both died yesterday. Dusty Hill, 72. Ron Popeil, the master of the late night infomercial, 86. Interesting. Anyhow. Jim Cramer, you know him. He gets a little fired up sometimes, wound up a little bit. He is predicting disaster for the market. I want to share this with you. He says disaster for the markets are coming potentially in the country if we have a massive surge of COVID-19 cases, surge number 4, which he says could reach 100 million cases. Not sure where he got his information, but it is bite number 1, just a preview for hour number 2. Here it is. Jim Cramer, bite 1, listen.
Kevin Johnson's been talking about the great reopening, human connection. Well, what happens if it's the great reclose? I mean, in order to be able to get to herd immunity in this country, we're going to have 100 million people get COVID. Now, they won't. We know that doesn't necessarily lead to deaths, at least hospitalization. But with the way that this Delta variant goes, 100 million could be very quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if we got 100 million people sick in 9 weeks.
100 million people sick. Yeah, that's probably not going to help the markets, now, is it? No, the answer is probably not. By the way, home prices broke all records in May. If you didn't know that, up 16.9%. Higher than May 2020 by 16.9%. The highest reading at the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller report in more than 30 years. In April, it rose 14.8% year after year. Year over year, that is. The 10-city composite annual up 16.4% in May versus 14.5% in April. And the numbers just continue to go higher and higher and higher. It can't last forever. It's a seller's market right now. It's a seller's market. We'll see where this goes. We're going to talk a lot more about this in hour number 2 and the impacts that are coming. But now I want to shift to guns for just a moment. Crime in America. The reason being is crime in America, there's this list of issues that's piling up on this administration. There's a reason that Joe Biden's approval numbers are underwater. And it's not just COVID and it's not just inflation, but it's defund the police. Possibly the dumbest political slogan ever created. Defund the police. Let's try to have a social worker go out there. Yeah, send a social worker in. Get somebody killed that works for the government. That'll help. I mean, whose insane idea is this? We'll just send a social worker. De-escalate. We'll all hold hands and we'll sing songs. This is the world they live in. We'll hold hands, we'll sing songs, and everything will be okay. And we'll dance and we'll smell the flowers. Don't worry the fact that he's on drugs and alcohol and he's got a revolver in his hand. Don't worry about that. It'll be fine. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana exposing just how clueless David Chipman is about guns in general. Chipman is the guy that Joe Biden wants to be the director of the ATF. And so Senator Kennedy asked him over and over to define, well, what is an assault weapon? Because if we're going to sit here and have you in charge of the ATF, you should have a little understanding of what guns are and what is what. And Chipman, of course, the nominee, says, well, exactly. You think I'm kidding about what he said? Here's bite number 5. Listen to this.
Well, how do you define it? You're going to be running the agency.
Senator, I think this is a good question. If I am confirmed as ATF director...
I got 35 seconds left. Define it for me, would you please, sir? What's an assault weapon?
Yeah, Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons is,
what is your
dozens of pages.
Of
there's
weapon.
No way I could define an assault weapon.
You don't have any. You're going to run this agency, and you don't have a definition of assault weapon.
But I would be enforcing the definition that members
of
Congress.
Yeah, but
you're going
to be issuing rules and regulations. Just give me your definition.
I'll give you one definition that ATF.
Give me your definition.
Uses. One definition that ATF currently.
Give me your definition.
I can give you one definition.
If you won't answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
No, you're not going to get an answer because he doesn't have one. He's clueless about it all. Meanwhile, in Chicago, people are being gunned down as they are every day. David Brown is Chicago's top cop. He says the liberal policies of turning violent offenders loose on the streets, for one example, is getting people killed every day. No kidding. If you're bringing violent offenders and turn them loose on the streets, they remain violent. Isn't that weird? I am totally shocked. I am totally stunned by that. It's bite number eight, and I want you to hear this because David Brown, he gets it. The people of Chicago get it. And unfortunately, people there get it every day. They get shot, killed, wounded. And violent felons are put on the street every day. Listen to this.
Can the courts that hold people in jail who are violent, who have been arrested, who have been charged with murder? Murder. I don't think there's another city in this country releasing people charged with murder back into the community on electronic monitoring. What we can do different is challenge the courts to render Chicago safe by holding violent offenders in jail longer, not releasing murderers back into our community. That's what we can do different.
Just over halfway through the year, let me give you some numbers from HeyJackass.com. Total shot, 2,503. 2,503 people shot in the city of Chicago so far. We're just getting warmed up. Total homicides, 455. Shot and killed, 430 of those. 430 people shot and killed. We're barely halfway through the year. Sweet home Chicago. You got that right. All right. GruberHealth.com, the place to lose weight. GruberHealth.com, the place to go lose weight. If you're serious about doing it this time, go ahead, get serious. My Pure Health Solutions will help you with a custom program. By the way, if you buy one, you get one half off. If you buy a 20-day program, you'll get a second 20-day program half off right now. Go to GruberHealth.com. If you've been wondering how to lose weight, if you've been serious about it, or at least seriously thinking about it, it's free to look. GruberHealth.com, it is free to look. Go check it out. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on The Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.